much about.
Wing, any message for your American fans before we say goodbye?
Can I sing a happy birthday song to all my fans for their birthdays in this year?
Please do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wing.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Oh, no, Eddie. Are you kidding me? It's your birthday again? Oh, snap.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
Oh, but even prisoners have birthday parties. I saw one on Oz. It was interesting.
All hail the birthday boy.
Kevin, happy birthday to Kevin.
And now.
This is all for your birthday, so don't you feel like a major, major dingus.
Feliz cumpleaños, as we say in my country.
Our feature presentation.
How did Rodney end up saying that?
I think you know.
Because you guys are best friends.
Yeah.
Rodney and I? Yeah.
Sure.
I didn't know everyone knew, but.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, I don't know that we need, you know, right? all this.
Come on in, guys.
Let's all dance. We're having a party, you guys.
USC band in the hallway.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it would.
Kevin is like me, and I know we've mentioned this in the past, that birthdays are nothing to us.
It's not really a thing.
It's not a thing at all.
It is a thing.
Okay,
it's,
I mean,
but
it's technically it's the anniversary of a thing that happened on this date. But you wake up that day and you go exactly the same as yesterday, exactly the same as tomorrow, no different.
I feel 100% better.
Do you today?
Yes. Isn't that great?
Excellent. What a turnaround!
Right.
Well, anyway, happy birthday!
Thanks.
And that's the extent of the birthday
that's
celebration
good.
Here on the program.
Good.
So. You say your thing. And then
morning,
I'll
everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, the 29th of March.
I can't move on unless he says the thing.
I know.
I have a system, you know. I have to do things in the right order.
Right.
We get it.
Can't jump ahead.
Right.
We do have a big, big show today, and I think you're going to enjoy the story that gets us started. I don't know if you saw it. The headline is, Man Who Grabbed Horse's Penis.
Oh, no.
And swung it around in front of teenagers avoids jail.
Oh, my. Wait, it was still attached to the horse?
Yes. It was attached to the horse, yes. And before anyone gets their trigger finger ready to go, nothing sexual about this story at all, just so you know.
That's not except for the horse.
I guess the horse might have a different story. But there was no intent from the man. Apparently, at least that was his defense in court.
I see.
Let's see what happened. This is in Cambridge, England. Stephen Cuff is his name, 54 years old. He's from Swavesey. He's from Swavesey, Allie.
Swavesey. I like that. I'd live there.
He was with a group of about five people at the time of his arrest, which happened in a busy park called Jesus Green. The arrest happened last May. They were just in court this week, though, for the sentencing. It was one of the hottest days of the year, and the park was packed, as you can imagine. Beautiful big park there in England. Groups of young people and families and young children. A teenage girl who was with a large group of her friends, aged 16 to 17, first noticed Mr. Cuff while they were listening to music and enjoying the weather, according to the court transcript. She said she didn't know him, but the noticeable thing about him was the fact that he had a horse with him there this afternoon.
Hmm.
He came over toward their group and started to sing and dance to the music that they were listening to. It was clear that he had been drinking or taking something. He was mumbling and swaying to the music, and his eyes were all over the place, she testified.
Does it sound like it was his horse?
You know, there's no mention in this article of whose horse it was, but...
Because I don't know where you would find a horse if it's not yours.
Well, Jesus Park has horses.
Jesus Park, okay.
Maybe they have horses for rent?
Yeah, it could be.
The court heard that he even let one of the teenagers' group have a ride on the horse, and then he began leading the animal around, and he started playing with it. Here's my favorite line.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
Started playing with it, meaning just...
The horse.
Goofing around with the horse,
sure.
Rubbing the head,
okay.
And things like that.
Right.
Right.
We haven't gotten to him swinging around the horse.
All right.
Okay.
Here's my favorite part, because you picture this guy. He's 54 years old. All these teenage girls are there. He's over by them. He's dancing. He's mumbling. He's swaying. She said he made a beard with the horse's tail.
Okay.
Which you can totally picture him walking up and
sure.
The horse's tail, putting it on his face. That got some laughs from the group and seemed to spur him on.
Oh, no.
All right, here's where it starts to get of concern to others in the park, particularly the young children. She said that the horse became visibly excited, which the man noticed too, and then went near it, despite the group's protests not to.
Can you imagine?
Really?
They're like, no!
Don't do it! No, don't! You stay away from there! Whatever you do, no! He grabbed a hold of the horse's penis and started to swing it around in circles.
Oh,
people were
no.
shouting at him to stop.
What's happening?
You said he was drinking, right?
Yes.
The only question that comes to my mind is why, but... I guess because he was drinking.
He was because these girls were enjoying his shenanigans.
He thought that would make him laugh.
Yeah, with the dancing and with the beard tail, and now, hey, I'm playing with this. So his defense attorney, Carolyn Allison, said that he was not acting in any sort of sexual way toward the horse. While it was clearly a matter relating to the horse, the basis of our plea makes it clear he was not acting in a sexual way. It wasn't being done for sexual gratification. The witnesses even confirmed that he was just doing it for attention.
He was just trying to be funny?
Yeah, he was acting up to an audience. The defendant is hugely embarrassed by his actions and for appearing in court. He behaved in a foolish manner, and they wrote it off to him being drunk.
And
so
he
anyway,
didn't get any jail time?
He got 18 months suspended.
Okay.
So, and he had to admit guilt to one count of outraging public decency, is what they called it. But no jail time. He basically is just suspended. And he said, you know, I was just a drunk and I was out of line. And no comment from the horse, but it doesn't sound like a terrible day for the horse, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we don't know many of the details, but.
Right.
Let's go with no.
Let's put this on the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Maybe there will be another story at a later time. But there you go. Again, the headline to start Kevin's birthday show with is Man Who Grabbed Horse's Penis and Swung It Around in Front of Teenagers Avoids Jail. Right?
Wow. It's a story.
I do that and I get put right in jail.
Right?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
First of all, I'm very disappointed in your attitude.
April Foolishness is Saturday night. And it features Bill Burr, Angela Johnson, David Koechner, Jimmy Pardo, Adam Ray, Jonah Ray, and Taylor Williamson, and the opening act. Mm-hmm. And we have your tickets in the Bigley section, which is right up front.
Yeah.
Very excited about that. We'll give you those today. We have, as Bean mentioned, it is Wednesday, so we have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Muggs was a part of an intervention.
Yeah.
Beer mug.
And he wasn't the one being interventioned.
Right, which was the shock to all of us.
Right.
We were like, how many people were they? What did they say to you about the weed and the alcohol?
And how long do you have to go away for? We support you.
Exactly. And also the host of The Amazing Race. He's one of the best hosts on TV. Phil Kogan is also on the program today. We will take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, LANOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
There's much rejoicing, you guys. Ralph Garman is here, and it's time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday morning. What's going on, sir?
Is there anything better than a new wallet?
Is there anything better than a new wallet?
How great is the new wallet experience? Well, I can't talk to Kevin because he carries everything around in the pockets of his cargo shorts like an 8-year-old. But for the men out there, for men, is there anything better than the new wallet experience?
Really?
Why is that so great?
You take the old wallet, the old ratty, fallen apart, leather torn,
right?
Silk lining coming out, ass wallet,
right?
And you take it, and then you start going through it. You're like, oh, there's that Subway card from 1987, and there's that receipt for that thing I was supposed to turn in. And you clean it all out, and you just pare it down to the key essentials. Your AAA card and your license and your registration and your credit cards, just the stuff you need. You've got it back down to a manageable amount of things.
Now and then you don't feel like you're sitting on a telephone book.
Right. And then you transfer those important things over to the new, clean, crisp leather of that new wallet. And you find where everything goes and put it in its places. And you fold it up and you're like, yeah, now I'm ready. Now I'm ready to take
ready
on
for
the world.
What?
To take on the world,
anything,
Kevin.
Anything, huh?
Anything, because my life makes sense again. I'm ordered, and I'm reasonable, and I'm prepared.
Huh.
Go time. You slip that new fresh wallet in your back pocket, and boom! You're out the door like a champ!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I guess.
Just he's going to show it to us.
Pretty excited about the new wallet.
That's a wallet.
That sure is a wallet.
Yeah.
Sure looks like your last
one.
That.
Yeah. Oh.
Right,
yeah.
All that was.
Oh, yeah. That looks good,
organized.
Ralph. Good job. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Ralph, that's a wallet, and you're excited about it, and you're showing us.
Because, Allie, you don't understand.
I like the play-by-play.
You understand.
I just don't.
It is odd.
The wallet experience, because you carry the same wallet around for years.
It becomes a part of you, right?
It does.
Okay.
So when you make that transition, and you it's like
yeah.
it's spring cleaning for the soul.
Like reborn, almost.
It is.
Okay.
And then, boom, you begin fresh, and all things are possible. There's all this potential now.
Ralph has gone bye-bye.
You don't get it.
How many years has it been since a new wallet?
Five.
Oh, I was thinking like 20.
This 20 seems like, years?
Yeah, I didn't, you seem...
What do you think wallets are made out of? Titanium? For God's sakes, woman.
Okay, I take it back.
That thing's going in and out of your pocket all day long, and you're sitting on it, and you're sweating on it, and you're just...
Ew, your butt sweating on your wallet?
It's cold, it's hot.
Ooh.
Come on, Allie.
Sorry?
Why are we even having this conversation?
That's our question.
But, Ralph, you're going to be so organized if you end up at the hospital or something, and they ask for your insurance card, you're going to be like, boom, I know right where that is.
Before they even get it out. Can we see your... I got it. It's in your face. Next time I get pulled over by a police officer, hey, can I do... Boom. License registration right there.
Interesting.
Cop will hand it
you
right back
registration.
And let you go.
You keep registration in your wallet?
Oh, hell yes, Allie.
Huh.
Keep it in the car. If someone steals your car, then they've got your registration and your car.
Right?
Right.
But, okay.
Don't be ridiculous.
Do you keep it in your wallet?
No.
Oh. Why am I asking you anyway?
Kevin has no idea where his registration is, trust me. No idea.
I know right where it is. Or maybe the last one. But I know where one of them are.
Yeah. No, they say you're not supposed to keep it in the car because if a thief gets your car, then he's got your registration and your home address.
Oh.
And murder.
Oh, my God.
Murder,
you just,
right?
Allie,
oh,
no. How did you not consider that?
I don't know.
A car thief then has your home address.
I do keep my home in the GPS as a different address one street away in case somebody...
fool yourself.
Like, yes. Like, if a valet or someone steals your car
right.
and they know you're in that restaurant or that wedding for like 5 hours,
right.
they hit home on the GPS and they're like, she's not home.
What's the address on your registration, though?
It's my address.
That's your home address, right?
I don't think they'd cross-reference, would they?
No.
Okay. Kevin, I don't know what you're writing
down,
but I don't appreciate it.
Just writing down what was just said, that's all.
It's a good tip.
She's got a fake GPS.
She puts a GPS home a street over.
I think a lot of people do that. It's
right.
for safety.
We'll find out.
Wallet's seeming pretty smart now, isn't it? The wallet conversation seems pretty realistic.
The wallet is a winner.
Pretty clever.
I think you'd find a lot of police would say, that's a great idea, Allie. You're very smart not to get murdered like that.
Until he opens up your glove compartment and looks at your registration.
That's a good point.
So there's the murder zone right there.
Yeah.
Can I offer my one tip that I'm proud of that I employ for things in my pocket?
Sure.
And that is, I don't remember where I heard this years ago, but when you're in a car accident and you're unconscious and the police come and they don't know who to call, they pull your phone out, you should always put wife or husband or mom or contact or something next to the person in your phone so they know who to dial when they have your phone and you can't talk. And I thought that was a pretty good tip. Because they just look at a long list of names, and they don't know which ones are important or who the contact person is.
But they have to go through your phone book to find wife after a name?
Well, you would assume that's what they would do if they don't know how to get in touch with someone in your family. If they're trying to contact you, like the paramedics or something.
I'm going to say that's not a very good tip.
Really?
Because is mine better, do you think?
Mine says Donna,
no.
But then in parentheses it says wife. So that's an obvious, hey, let's call that person and let them know their husband's been in a car.
Of the three, I'm going with wallet. Sorry.
Thank you.
Wallet still wins.
Man.
Wallet. I had no intention of getting into that this morning, but I just, as I walked out the door, I felt good about myself.
All right.
I thought I'd share that.
Does it feel different sitting on it?
Oh, it does.
Yeah?
It's like someone's just caressing my butt cheek.
Oh.
Just one. I gotta get another wallet.
You need two.
I need two wallets. No, I want to feel both cheeks.
Okay.
Got about a minute and a half before the show starts, you guys. So let's get all ready.
All right.
Let's go.
That's a good warm up, though.
Don't leave it in the locker room.
Let's be sharp.
Hey, would you like Marilyn Monroe's bra?
No.
Forget my wallet. How about Marilyn Monroe's bra?
No.
Come on.
No.
Wouldn't you?
No.
I would.
Really?
Just pull it up to my face. Just sniff it.
She's been dead like 60 years,
yeah,
Ralph.
She was still hot, though. Doesn't make her not hot. Her bra is up for auction. They're having one of those big celebrity costume and clothing auctions. They say it could go to upwards of $10,000, they're speculating it will sell for.
Hmm.
I can see that. She's sort of an icon. They're also selling off Daniel Craig's suit from Spectre, if you want to have a little James Bond memorabilia. And a shirt from Heath Ledger, worn in Brokeback Mountain, that is stained with blood, they say.
Oh.
Could be worse, I guess. Since it's Brokeback Mountain and all.
I didn't see that coming at all.
Just saying.
Also included, by the way. That's the extra.
I almost got that joke out before
yep.
GPS there set my joke over a couple blocks.
Oh, just one block.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Eric Idle is 74 years old today, the legendary member of Monty Python, of course. Perry Farrell of Jane's Addiction is 58. Amy Sedaris is 56. Elle McPherson turns 53 years old today. Lucy Lawless, remember her? As She-Ra, Princess of the Desert.
No, I think that's right.
No, Xena, Warrior Princess. Ah. She was. Chris D'Elia, our friend, actor and comedian, is 37. And our own Kevin Ryder celebrates his birthday
Yay.
Today.
Yay. Yay.
Gotta get him a wallet for his birthday.
I don't want a wallet.
I'm Ralph Garman. I want the show.
Kevin, you always talk about, in a very President Trump-like way, how you'd be good at everything. You'd be a great president. You're the best driver. How would you do as a contestant on The Amazing Race, do you think?
On The Amazing Race, I think I would win.
You know you have to, like, solve things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Just
and?
Making sure. Okay. Yeah.
And?
We'll talk to our friend Phil Kogan, the host of The Amazing Race, about his soon-to-be-returning season 29 of that series, as unbelievable as that is. Love Phil. He's coming up just after 7. First, though, I was doing a Google search the other day, and I don't know why I always look. And do you guys do this, too, if you do Google search and you write the first couple of words and then it auto-completes at the bottom? Do you sometimes look and are fascinated by the things that other people are searching for?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, occasionally.
And those are ordered by how many people are searching for, so they're the most searched?
They're most common because they're trying to help you save a little time by bringing them up, because that's probably what you're looking for is something in the top 10. For instance, if people don't know what I'm talking about, the autocomplete. So you type why is, and then the next words that come up are the sky blue, for instance, which is the most searched why.
Really?
Why is the sky blue? By the way, why is my poop black is also on the list in the top 10.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, look, people have questions.
People have questions. So I don't even remember now why. A few days ago, I was searching for one, and it came up in the list I thought was interesting, and I thought it might be fun. It's a Bean Makes Us Guess type game that we're calling You Auto Complete Me.
When I go on the computer and I try to search something, the autocomplete finishes for me. Strangest thing. So let's start typing and searching. What will the autocomplete be? Hey, you, what do you do? You autocomplete me.
DJ Omar Khan, everybody.
Oh,
how about that?
Delightful.
That is nice. So you're the home listener here with the Kevin Bean Show on today. You can play along at home. You just have to type these words into your browser and you'll see ahead of time what the answers are. But I'm going to ask the room, what came up when I typed in euphemism 4. Euphemism 4. That's the autocomplete we're looking for. Kevin, you get to go first.
Sex.
Mm.
Believe it or not.
What?
No.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Now. That was a guarantee.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
I wonder if there is some sort of editing going on in terms of what Google decides to allow. Is that possible? It's possible that they, in other words, that they hide that result?
It must be.
I don't think so.
I don't know, but how is that?
It's not.
I mean, come on. This list is ridiculous, and I'm recusing myself from the game.
Oh, wow.
All right, beer mug.
Penis.
You guys are definitely on the same side. We definitely need that audio. Thank you, Mugs. Appreciate that. You made a contribution to the program. That's a no as well, Miss Ellie McKay.
I will go along with that and say vagine.
Again,
wow.
people are not looking for sexual euphemisms. Now, they may be looking for photos of those things, but they're not looking for euphemisms for those things. Birthday boy?
Euphemisms 4, right?
Mm-hmm. Euphemism 4.
poop. Number two.
What? Literally.
Wow.
Yes, okay. It is literally. Wow. Thank you, Muggs.
Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl, I think, is what we heard recently.
All right, Kevin, you are on the board. Beer Mug up next.
Let's go ahead and say drunk.
Let me see. No, I'm sorry. Oh, I apologize.
Oh!
Yes, drunk is on the list. Awesome. It looks like it's number eight. I'm so sorry I missed that. Yes, good to it. Good one there. Right. Allie McKay, the boys are on the board. How about you?
P.
Let me see. Da. No, I'm sorry. Okay. No P.
This doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
People don't search what I'm searching for. With bodily functions.
Well, I think that would be right. Number one. Yeah. Were you surprised by this list, Bean?
There were a couple on here that I was surprised by, yes.
Okay.
But there's quite a few on here that I am not at all surprised by, and I'm expecting.
Are we only doing this one, or are we going to do other ones?
This is it. Euphemism for.
Euphemism for weed.
No, I'm sorry. Beer Mug.
Cocaine.
No.
Heroin.
Mug has on his mind. You guys are going down the wrong path here. Allie, you want to take a real guess, or was that it?
I think that was it.
All right, let's go around one more time.
Okay. Fat.
Oh.
Fat is a no as well. I'm sorry.
Really?
Euphemism for...
You're right.
Constipated.
It's a good delivery.
Yeah.
I think Muggs is just naming things that are in his body at this point.
Yeah.
Ugly.
What the hell?
All right.
This is hard.
What's wrong with people searching?
Here's what's...
And first of all,
no one
can spell euphemism to search for euphemism.
Good point.
Well,
thank you.
Here's what Google auto-completes for euphemism. I'll go from number 10 to number 1. All number 10, euphemism for crazy. 9, pregnant.
Euphemism for pregnant. Why?
Yes.
What's wrong with pregnant?
Number 8, well, what's wrong with any of these words? For whatever reason, people want to know another way to say it. Beer Mug, you came up with number 8, which was a euphemism for drunk. Number 7, euphemism for poor. Number 6, euphemism for bathroom. 5, euphemism for gay. 4, euphemism for stupid. Euphemism for period was number 3.
Ew.
Euphemism for poop was number 2. And still no idea what number 1 was. Euphemism for death.
What?
So they're not having as much fun with their searches,
right?
Apparently, as you guys are.
Yeah. Mm.
So there you go. That's what America is searching for euphemisms
for. America is bad.
Yeah.
Get with it and search for sex.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Hey, you, what do you do? You auto-complete me.
I saw a tweet yesterday from my friend Jimmy Pardo. Who was pointing out that $25 is an outrageously low price to come see the lineup Saturday night at the Shrine for Kevin Bean's April Foolishness.
And we've actually released more $25 tickets.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, it costs $20 just to go see Jimmy. And he looks at this lineup and goes, wow, you're getting Bill Burr and David Koechner and Adam Ray and Jonah Ray and Taylor Williams and Angela Johnson all on the same stage in one night for $25? It's actually a little bit insulting, you guys.
It is.
When you really start to think about that, you're paying like $4 a comedian. It's a little bit insulting. Anyway, tickets are on sale now. Your money does go to some great, great worthy causes, including our friends at Fisher House, who do amazing work for military families, and also Cedars-Sinai NICU. Just go to AXS.com to buy your tickets. Bring a bunch of friends, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday night at the show.
Hello?
Are you playing that, Kevin?
No.
Spider-Man,
oh, trolling.
Does whatever a spider can. Yeah!
We're talking about something else. We're doing the thing.
I noticed you were talking about something else. That's why I'm here to fix you.
Okay. I wasn't aware we were broken.
Oh, deeply, deeply broken.
All right, what are we not talking about that has you angry today?
What could you not be talking about that I would like to talk about?
Spider-Man?
Oh, Spider-Man! You know that? I was singing the theme song.
Yeah, true.
And shooting my webs.
That's about that. A weird sound.
It is.
Shooting webs.
Is that what they're calling it?
Okay, please don't do that anymore, Roland. Please don't. Hey, when I saw something online yesterday, the new trailer's out or something. When's that?
Something happened. Yes, the new trailer's out.
Okay, that's
not
fine.
Not only is the new trailer out, but Sony and Marvel, in their infinite kindness, release the entire movie in about 4 minutes.
It does seem odd that it's mostly there.
You don't need to see the movie now. It's already on the internet. It's amazing. Spider-Man's friends with Iron Man.
Right.
And remember, because he helped him take down Captain America in Civil War.
Uh-huh.
And he gave him that cool suit. And we find out that Tony Stark gave him the cool suit. But he said, like, don't be a superhero. Just, like, stick around your neighborhood.
Right.
And so he does that, but then he doesn't do it, and Tony Stark gets really angry and takes his suit away.
Right.
Huh. So he's got to make his own janky suit.
Right.
Homemade suit, right, yeah.
Yeah.
So is this, the younger Spider-Man? Is that this one?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's a valid question. Where are we in Spider-Man's life?
We're nowhere in Spider-Man's
life. Okay.
This is a rebooted Spider-Man.
I see.
Brand new Spider-Man.
So this is the origins of Spider-Man. That's what this is.
So it is young Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is always young. Peter Parker was from high school.
Right, okay.
So but he's a toddler?
Andrew Parker, forget Andrew Garfield. Forget Tobey Maguire.
Right.
This is the new Spider-Man,
right.
Tom Holland.
So younger. Oh.
He's a younger Spider-Man.
Okay. Right, okay.
And his new characters, like his new fat Samoan friend, who I don't know who that kid is.
He has a new fat Samoan friend?
He's got a fat Samoan friend. Looks Samoan to me. I didn't take DNA.
I saw
anything.
The fat Samoan friend try on the suit.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And then, of course, then we have the Vulture, the villain, comes in, and, rah, rah, and he's got his Vulture costume.
Right.
And he looks a lot like Batman.
That's Michael Keaton. That's the actor Michael Keaton, though, playing that, right?
He used to play Batman.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And then they find there's like a laser gun that splits a ferry in half.
Right.
Peter Parker's going to hold it together, and Tony Stark's like, hey, you shouldn't do that. So then they fight on a giant plane, and there's a jet engine that's going to suck him in. And then they fight, and they take the plane, and he moves it.
Okay, this sound like you're describing an entire film, Roland.
It's awesome! And you see the whole film in 4 minutes!
Now, are you still excited about going to see the movie when it comes out?
Absolutely!
Oh, you're still in, okay.
Yes, because Aunt May, Peter Parker's old, kindly aunt, mm-hmm. is now played by Marissa Tomei.
All right. No, don't.
Right?
I mean, don't. Please don't feel like you have to.
Speaking of shooting webs.
Right. Right, okay. Okay, all right. All right, good. Okay. Can't wake up!
Yeah, right? You can. Yeah, you can. With Evanescence, you can.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, L-A-N-O-C's alternative rock. It is 6:50.
Kevin B. Lister and David weighing in on the social media, how pumped he is that Evanescence is playing to get his day started off, right? And look.
Evanescence is like a new wallet for him.
We're all just people, you guys. Everybody has a different favorite. Everybody has a different thing that turns them on, and that's David's thing is Evanescence, and I think I will allow it.
All right.
Okay.
I'm glad that you approve.
Phil Kogan from The Amazing Race coming up right after 7. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. What's going on?
Heard you guys talking to Roland about that new Spider-Man Homecoming trailer.
Yeah, he was very excited about it.
Tom Holland just released news that after he had finished filming the movie, he slipped while walking down a staircase and tweaked his ACL and is still nursing the injury.
Loser. Right?
Right?
Who's with me?
What a loser.
Right?
He's no Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Ow, my ACL going downstairs.
I tripped.
Pussy. Hope the Vulture kills him. Tears him apart with those talons. Right? Who's with me? Oh, not a lot of support for that.
I don't think a lot of people. No.
Hey, you know what today is? Big day.
Kevin's birthday.
It is that. And it's also the day where they enter all the new recordings into the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress. This is an important event because they take what they consider to be the most monumental audio in American history and they enter it into the library at the Library of Congress under the National Recording Registry. And this is music, spoken word, famous radio broadcasts, mm-hmm. anything you can imagine that is recorded and reflects American culture. Is entered into the Library of Congress.
Anything from our show going in this year, Ralph?
They did not. I'm looking at the list right
Wheel
now.
Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, maybe?
Let me see.
You're cute, Bean.
Bean's Fun Facts, not on here.
No.
But I do have a list here. I wanted to let you know some of the things that are entering it. Pretty cool list, actually. For example, I can't believe this hasn't been in before. From 1939, this little song. How's that not in? From the Wizard of Oz.
That should have been the first class. That should have been in.
Right. The Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants at the Polo Grounds, announced by Vin Scully on September 8th, 1957, is going in today.
Wow.
I'll point to you when the audio clips are coming up.
Kevin. It's a good plan.
Not everything has an audio clip.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
All right.
1957, by the way. Vin Scully was calling.
But I think it's in honor of Vin's retiring. They need to put an early broadcast of his in the Library of Congress, which I thought
he should be in every museum, every library, every Hall of Fame.
Right. How about this tune? I'm going to wait till the midnight hour. Great Wilson Pickett. Sure. And that song's going in. Very appropriate that this song also going in. David Bowie, Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. That whole album is going in, actually.
Hmm. All right.
As is this.
Balls, 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 balls,
no.
Balls, balls,
balls. No. Well, balls, deserved. Balls is not going in.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Eagles' greatest hit, 71 to 75, is going in.
Sure. Huh. One of the best-selling albums of all time.
This little tune.
We are family.
Sister Sledge from 1979. How about these fellas? NWA.
Nice.
Richard Pryor, Wanted, live in concert. His entire comedy album is going into the album.
That's a classic.
That is a classic album.
Bean, after hearing that list, I would like to know your thoughts on your first guess of whether we were in there or not.
I was just, when we called to talk to that lady's parrot, I thought maybe that would make it. I figured that would be our contribution, but apparently not this year.
And also making it in today is Don McLean's classic song, American Pie.
No.
American Pie from 1970.
We don't have a clip. I'm sorry.
We don't have a clip. We're right. So in honor of that, what I'd like to do is perform the song in its entirety. It's only about 6 minutes. So,
this was a wind-up for this.
A long, long time
that whole
ago.
Whole list was this.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Oh, my God.
Right? No, Ben, right?
If I had my chance. Ben says no. That I could make those people dance.
What a shame.
Is my mic cut out? Going in and
that's
out.
Unfortunate timing.
That's sad.
A lot of
February, May,
shiver. What are the chances of that?
With every paper I deliver.
You know.
Bad news on the doorstep.
Nope.
I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I knows cried how it goes. When I read about
his
widow's
song prize. Is in the museum. We got it. Okay.
Something touched me deep inside.
The day the music died.
Moving on. Right, okay.
The day the music died.
Thank you, Ralph.
What else you got?
We got it.
All right. Thank you,
okay.
Ralph. Okay. Went out again. I don't know.
I mean,
Rick and Pie drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Familiar with it? Fine.
No more.
No more indeed. No more indeed.
Them good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
Not even funny anymore.
Right, Larry?
This'll be the day that I die. People don't know, man.
You guys remember
what the
good times?
What was that?
You guys remember the good times when Ralph was on vacation?
We can make that happen again real quick. Your good times can return. Oh, as soon as... I don't know. What time is it? Wiz Khalifa's in trouble.
Uh-oh.
With the mayor of Medellin, Colombia.
Oh, wow. I don't think you wouldn't be in trouble with them.
He was in town last week for a concert, and Wiz Khalifa thought it was important to make a side trip to place flowers and a joint on the grave of Pablo Escobar.
Okay.
Is that okay to make a special trip to pay homage to Pablo Escobar and place flowers on his grave in tribute?
I would think not. I would think.
But now, hold on a second. I'm confused by this. His grave is in Colombia, Ralph?
Yes.
So it's a kind of open to the public? I bet lots of people go by and visit his grave. He's a huge, probably, celebrity there, right?
He's a notorious villain and murderer there.
Right.
Both?
Yeah, but I... Wiz Khalifa can't be the only person who has gone to see his grave just because he's heard
of it. You think he's a person placing flowers on the grave in tribute?
And that's their problem, is that they want you to go and spit on his grave. Don't do nice things for him.
I don't think they're asking you to spit on it.
Bean loves Pablo Escobar.
No,
that's what we're learning.
No, I don't know. I'm surprised.
Bean loves Coke and Pablo Escobar.
They have to accept that if his grave is public and people know where it is, there are going to be people who are attracted to that.
The mayor said instead of bringing flowers to Pablo Escobar's tomb, maybe he should have brought flowers to the graves of all the victims killed by the drug traffickers, like any other normal person would have done. Who goes to Germany, for example, and talks about Hitler?
Interesting. That's interesting.
Would you go to Germany and find the bunker where Hitler died flowers at his grave?
I would not.
Right.
No.
Only Bean would.
No,
yes, because Bean loves Hitler.
That's correct.
That's the one thing we've learned.
And Pablo Escobar.
And both. Pablo Escobar.
And by the way, both. I wouldn't go to Pablo Escobar's grave either.
Bye! Bye!
No.
Pie.
No, sir. No, sir.
I'm not having fun anymore.
Right?
I feel you should know that.
Right?
Thank you.
Why does Bean love murderers and villains?
I don't!
Why does he only relate to... the no, worst people.
I don't at all. Look, it's
do you have a John Wayne Gacy original on your wall?
I have two, but that's not the point.
Kevin, not one, but two.
How about that?
Hmm.
My only point is that Wiz Khalifa is probably one of hundreds of people throughout the year that visit that gravesite because he's a well-known outlaw. That's all.
Do you have an O.J. Simpson picture on your wall, sir?
Yeah.
And is he nude?
This isn't about me.
I think it's becoming about
you. Answer the question, sir.
I'd like to hear some more Don McLean American Pie, please.
Did you write the book of love and do you have faith in God above?
All right.
If the Bible tells you so.
Bean loves murderers and killers. Good. No worries.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Eric Idle's 74 years old today. Jane's Addiction singer Perry Farrell celebrates 58 years. Amy Sedaris, the actress, very funny lady, is 56. Elle McPherson's 53. Lucy Lawless is 49. Chris D'Elia, 37 years old today. And our own Kevin celebrates his birthday today. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Kev Dog.
In honor of Kevin's birthday, I'd like to finish
No, sir.
Bye, bye,
you would
Miss
not like
American
to do that.
What
if
pie?
Kevin doesn't like that?
Well, it's not what Kevin wants. It's what Kevin needs.
Right.
Bastards. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let me tell you a little story about a TV show that debuted in the new fall season, Kevin, of 2001.
Wow.
Called The Amazing Race. 2001, you guys.
That's crazy.
It is back tomorrow night at 10 on CBS Channel 2, New Night, New Time, season 29 of The Amazing Race. And the guy who has been the star of every one of those episodes all over the world is our good friend Phil Kogan, who joins us on the phone on K-Rock right now. Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back on, as always.
It's our pleasure. I can't tell you how excited I was to see that you were finally pulling the trigger on the idea that has been discussed among Amazing Race fans for so many years tomorrow night. Tell people what's going to be completely different when they tune in tomorrow.
Well, as you will know, as somebody who's watched Amazing Race and anybody who's seen Amazing Race, and for those people who don't know, we normally have 11 teams of two. People in pre-existing relationships, husbands and wives, boyfriend, girlfriends, brothers, sisters, grandparent and grandchild, lining up at the starting line. And these people are an eclectic mix of people from all over the United States, and they know each other. They're in these pre-existing relationships. Well, we decided this season, rather than having people in pre-existing relationships where they know each other, that we would put 22 strangers together at the starting line and come up with a device, a way that they would then pick a teammate, some random stranger, someone that they don't even know the name of, someone they don't know anything about, and they only have one thing in common, and that's that they're all there because they want to win $1 million. And suddenly, after this test that we get them to do, they find themselves teamed up with somebody who, gosh, again, they know nothing about, and they're about to go on this race around the world for $1 million.
I wonder if that could actually be a positive, because the people that know each other seem to bicker and fight, and they know each other's buttons, and they push the buttons. Maybe this works better.
Well, it was sort of like a lucky dip, because if you know that the show shoots from in 21 days, from the start to the finish line is only 21 days. And so for the first 80 hours of these people being matched together, where you've got like an active army officer, say, mixed with a, Wall Street stock analyst, for the first 80 hours, some of the teams most of the teams are very polite with each other because you're with a stranger. You're always polite to a stranger. Generally, you're polite with a stranger if you meet them at the supermarket or whatever.
Right, you're on your best behavior.
Yeah, you're always on your best behavior. In fact, you behave sometimes better with a stranger than you do with people that you should be treating better, you know, people that you love.
Right.
And so it takes about 80 hours. And after about 80 hours of them being together and getting a bit of a sense of who each other is, that's when the I guess you could call it the 7-year itch in a marriage starts. And it,
nice.
And those who get on. And those who are like water and oil, it's just water and oil all the way to the end.
Phil, what did you learn about humans and how they think and how they size up other people based on the picks that people made when they know nothing about somebody except for the way that they look? Do they always go for the biggest, strongest person, or are they willing to see past that and look for something else?
Well, as you know, on The Amazing Race, it is so much more about being big and strong. And even when we've had professional athletes, they haven't necessarily done as well, and there's so much luck involved in the. You know, a few seasons ago, we had a go at trying to match people up that we thought maybe would fall in love, and we were hopeless at that. I think the complexities of what makes a relationship work, it's just so random. Like, why we're attracted to certain people as friends, and they say, you know, opposites attract. And I really do believe in a lot of ways that opposites do attract. But then there are certain things that people that we want to be around because we have some commonality. We maybe vote for the same people, or we cheer for the same sports teams,
right?
Or we have a similar background. So it's so complicated. But I have to tell you that the teams that we got mixed together, some of them just were never going to work. It's a little bit like, you know, Thanksgiving, where you have that obnoxious uncle,
right,
who always says inappropriate things, and the only reason that inappropriate uncle who spills food all over himself while he's at Thanksgiving, the only reason he's there is because he's family, and you have to be there. He has to be there because he's blood. These people, there are many of them that would just choose to walk on the opposite side of the street rather than be together, but they are motivated by this $1 million prize.
Are there any fights?
Oh yeah, there's
no. I don't mean words.
Oh, you mean fists?
Fight. Yes, fisticuffs.
Yeah, it doesn't really get to that, but you know, there's definitely some. You will respect me. I don't care who you think you are.
Oh no,
I'm a part of this team. You know, there's a lot of that.
Awesome.
Carry on. Too.
It sounds like a nightmare. I mean,
it sounds like the best
like
thing
a nightmare.
Ever.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys didn't do this sooner. What took you so long?
Oh, listen, you've seen the show. There's even people that supposedly get on. You wonder why they're together.
Because yeah. I'm sure you've caused a lot of divorces, Phil.
Listen, I don't want to know. We're not responsible for any of that. Listen,
right.
but you, as you well know, I mean, if you want to test a relationship, and why anybody would want to come on Amazing Race with sleep deprivation and doing all of these things in just 21 days to test a relationship is beyond me. I mean, I cannot understand it.
I think that's the thing that makes it so difficult is all the travel, all the loss of sleep. Like, there's so much
and the
pressure.
Decisions and the blame to go around, too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Look, it's because the host is dreamy, you guys. That's why everybody wants to be on the show.
That's
they
the
want to stare
line.
Deep and longingly into Phil Kogan's eyes. Who's with me?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah, tell that to my wife. Hey, listen, I want to thank you guys for inviting me to see Sting at the concert that you had. I really want to thank you for that, because I don't know if you realize how meaningful that was for you guys to invite me. He's like my favorite musician, and that concert that you guys set up was really, truly spectacular.
It was it was spectacular for us, too, but thank you for saying that.
This was a few weeks ago in the Red Bull Sound Space at the time, and Sting was there, and we were happy to have Phil as our guest. All right, listen, we know you got to run. We're so excited to have you back on our TVs tomorrow night, new time. Guys, make a note of this, 10 p.m. on CBS Channel 2, season 29 of The Amazing Race. It sounds like it's going to be one of the most fun ones ever. Phil, we love you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Love you, too. And, guys, I just want to mention that I'm screening my film in Los Angeles April 20th and 29th, and I would love you guys to be there. It's the Retracing the 1928 Tour de France in 4K, and I'd be honored to have you join me.
Oh, that's super
that
nice
sounds
of you,
cool.
Phil. We'll look into that. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. Bye now.
By the way, we have a thing we're going to do, but first, we want to remind you, we want to give away some tickets for Kevin Amin's April Foolishness this Saturday at the Shrine in the Big Lee section, and this includes the VIP parking and the party before the show and the T-shirt and the up-close seats and everything like that. And at 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to need you on the phone. Kevin, what are we looking for this time around for folks who want to join us Saturday night?
We're looking for fan songs. So you write your own original song or do a parody of one of the bands or whatever, but you tell us why you need to be in the Big Lee section at April Foolishness.
So we want you to sing or rap about your love for comedy.
We prefer rap.
Yes, we do. So your song can be can mention us, can mention the show, can mention Bill Burr, David Koechner, Jimmy Pardo, Taylor Williamson, whoever you're excited about on the bill. So your fan songs coming up just after 8 o'clock here this morning on K-Rock. We want to hook you up with tickets for Saturday night. Hey, we called an audible, Kevin. I know Muggs is in here, but we're actually not going to do his thing.
Oh.
We're going to save his thing for tomorrow.
I'm so excited about his thing. Oh, come on now.
Because we thought...
Come on now.
And I think this might have been Dave's idea.
Wait. But what about the intervention?
It'll hold.
Oh, no. It'll hold.
It'll hold.
It'll hold. Because it's somebody very special to us's birthday today, Dave thought it might be a fun experience for
Dave, you're fired.
Of us to go around the room.
Why are all of you in here?
In tribute to the great birthday.
Intervention!
No, this isn't an intervention for Kevin, you guys. That's not what it is.
I thought we were going to do something useful
here. It says intervention on the schedule.
That's what I thought.
I'm sorry, it's not an intervention. But we thought it might be fun, Kevin, and tell me if you don't agree with this, in honor of your birthday, to have everybody pick their favorite moment with Kevin.
Oh, but, I don't... I mean, this is somehow...
Yeah! To your great work as a broadcaster.
I didn't realize it was a testament to my great work
yes.
as a broadcaster.
It's a birthday tribute.
I didn't realize that's what
yes,
it was.
Yes, it is.
As a matter of fact, as I look at the clock, I realize we're going to need
right?
two
we got
segments
no time.
For this.
What?
We
really
two
are.
Segments
two, segments.
Yeah.
Two segments.
But what about all the other stuff? That
Nope.
It'll
the
hold.
Only the only thing I'm sad about is that we didn't think of the moment with Kevin idea for the first, like, 10 years of this show. So there's a lot that has been lost to history, but fortunately some has remained on tape.
So this is how we celebrate my birthday.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right.
F all
it's
of you.
It's a present for everyone.
That's right. Everyone wins. Now, would you guys mind give me the honor of going first with Moments With? Would that
well,
be okay?
No, of course.
Sure.
It's hard to choose because there have been so many great ones, but I think I would like
you've
to
you've been
request...
there since the beginning, Bean. You right? were this... You saw all the baby moments with.
I put in my time.
Like on the KDOC
dues.
Video show and hosting Godzilla Theater and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Here's the one that I gave it a lot of thought, and here's my favorite all-time moment with Kevin, and it's we just referred to it around here as the terrorist situation.
Come on now.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God or, you know, in the terrorist, you know, situations
right.
or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no. It's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
Is that?
That was a moment with
wow. Does that qualify as a moment?
Because it does.
It's like a lot of
it
moments.
It felt like a lot of moments were in there.
Oh, my Lord, that's so good.
It's so great, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, yeah, it's
really
great.
Ralph Garman, your pick.
Oh, how do you choose?
Right.
How do you pick from your children which one you love the most?
I mean, you don't have to choose if you'd like to pass.
But it struck me, the one that always sounds so fresh to me and so... vibrant, even after all these years, is when we had Rashida Jones.
Oh, Ralph.
We had Rashida Jones on the show, and she had just joined the cast of The Office. And we were talking to her about joining that show, and Kevin, I thought, had a really insightful question.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Did you know that going into when you started on the second Office, when you were on the outside Office, not the one, main one?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Wow, we're having some fun, aren't we?
Yes!
Happy birthday, buddy.
I'm looking at the clock, you guys. I think we have to take a break. We have to come back with more.
Come on, one more.
We'll do one right after the commercials.
Okay.
How about that?
And then, by the way, Kevin, you don't know this. This is also a tribute because it's unfair. It's unfair that the birthday celebration is confined to just those of us in the room. We also will invite your phone calls if you have requests for your favorite moments with of all time.
Right.
If there's one that you love that Kevin has contributed
you
to your life.
You go straight to hell.
You can give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. The Moments with Kevin birthday celebration continues right after this on Kevin. What you're forgetting, Kevin, is that it's a tribute. It's a tribute to you.
It's a tribute?
Yes.
By playing my mistakes.
Right. No, they're not mistakes. They're moments with. They make people so happy. That's why they listen to this show.
It's a gift intended to show gratitude. That's
exactly.
what tribute means. That's what we're doing.
It's the Kevin Robin and Bean Show here on K-Rock. It is Kevin's birthday. We are surprising
him. We got the 1975 that we could play right now.
And we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. But first, beer mug is up. We're all going around the room picking our favorite moments with, and then we're going to take some of your phone calls. If you have a moment with Kevin you want to request on his birthday at 1-800-520-1067. Beer mug, I think you're next, sir.
My favorite moment with, simple and so effective, four words, mono osso, that's a toss-up.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Lick her bare neck than I would her boobs with a sweater over them.
Mono osso, that's a toss-up.
That was a moment with Kevin.
What does it even mean?
What does it mean? I don't know.
Great.
We'll play some more and take your calls right after the 1975 on the world famous K-Rock.
All right, time for the Wheel-O-Bad Animal Voices.
Dear Kevin, happy birthday to you.
I have the Wheel-O-Bad Animal Voices on my schedule.
No.
Yeah, no, we're going to push that.
Because it's Wednesday.
The birthday tribute.
Tribute.
We're continuing with moments with Kevin on his birthday today.
Are we still calling this a tribute?
Yes, we are. Okay. Allie, I think you're up next.
Here's the thing. I remember driving with my cameraman at the time. I was on the 10 freeway when we heard this, and we laughed to the point where he almost swerved. We were laughing so hard.
I wonder how many accidents Kevin's caused over the years.
Saying,
with that moment.
How dare you?
And I laugh every time I think about this because I think I'm bad at math. But at least I can convert military time.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
What's 1207 in military time, my friend?
1709?
Huh? 1709?
Hold on. I don't know. I was thinking 22.
But
that wouldn't be 17 either, would it?
Why would we jump ahead 2 minutes? Why would it become 09 all of a sudden?
I don't know.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Forgot about that one.
Holy crap.
Let's go to Grant line 4.
I mean, I don't think we need phone calls.
He's in Braille. A lot of people are calling in with their favorites here, Kevin. Man. Grant, thank you for joining us for Kevin's birthday celebration. What's your request for a moment with, please?
Hey, what's up, party people?
Hi.
Hey, I want to hear the one where Kevin said he was shark as a tap.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Got up at 9, made my flight, came back, sharp as a tap.
That was a moment.
Shark as a tap.
Can I play
Chip?
Mine?
Yeah, Chip, sure.
Yeah, go ahead, Chip.
I think my hand was played because of what happened in the NHL last night.
Oh, F you.
So thank you for the Kings. The Ducks are now in the playoffs, so here's my favorite.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Is that, so he doesn't, are you common. A regular Duck fan? You watch all the time him?
That was a moment
by the
with
way,
Kevin.
Does anyone know, is that the first moment with that we ever put together?
I believe so.
Really?
I think it might
yeah.
be.
I don't know. It was a long time ago, but it's got to be top five of all time, right?
I thought Blue Man Group was.
No, either that one or the kids in the bedroom.
They're not going to want to be pretty
oh,
soon.
Right. Oh, that right. might be the first one. Jeff, yeah. That was an OG.
Could you find Blue Man Group? I think that's a classic that needs to be addressed here as well. The Blue Man Group is great. And then you hang on, Angel.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man Group. These guys, they paint their faces red.
That was a moment
with Kevin.
What the
hell?
You said it. So what do you think?
How did that happen?
It hurts.
Honestly, I can't imagine how that happened. That's one of my favorites because there's so little time between blue and red.
It's up there with Meat Dog.
And it's in their name.
Yeah, it's like a second and a half after I say blue.
They're called the Blue Man.
Yeah, that happened, yeah.
Let's say hi to Angel.
We don't need to take
patiently
calls.
Waiting on from La Puente. Angel, welcome to the Kevin birthday celebration. What's your request, my dear?
Hey, everyone. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you.
My favorite moment with Kevin was just recently when he couldn't say the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
All right, we're going to play a lullaby version of a Red Hot
Chili Peppers.
Thank you.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Hey, Joel, I'm so glad you called with that because I think it's important to remember. You know, a lot of times people do their best work early and then they just kind of fade out. Right. They're not great anymore. Kevin is still great in 2017.
Yeah, it's great.
He's as good now as he was 25 years ago. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Angel.
Impressive.
He's like Bowie,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think Kevin has probably recorded moments with that will be played after his death. Probably so your too. Fresh new mistakes that he's making now but not releasing until afterwards.
Assistant producer Christine, welcome to the Kevin Birthday Celebration.
What's happy birthday, Kevin. So I kind of got late. I chose late, and so people already chose the first, like, four that I was going to choose.
Right, so we're out?
So I went in the list, and I saw one that included the word Mensa, and I listened to this, and I was like, yes!
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Chad, how long have you been in Mensa, man?
Let's see, 20 years?
20 years? When did you join?
Again, Kevin, good at math.
I didn't know that one either. It was so good.
I totally forgot that one.
Lord.
Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico, you're up.
The only thing better than A Moment with Kevin is when you're included in The Moment with Kevin.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
You know, I don't even feel crappy. I feel pretty good.
So. You slept till 8. That's why.
Yeah,
I need to do the Dave plan next time.
I need to do the Dave plan next time.
I'm not drunk.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Is that Vegas?
No, it was acoustic.
Acoustic.
Yeah. Acoustic?
I'm very sad that we're out of time.
Oh, that's too bad. We're out of time.
But we had Omar.
We had a great time,
Omar.
Though, didn't we?
Omar.
No, they already did mine.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. But we do have Lauren and Covina.
I mean, we're out of time.
I know. I know, but this is so good.
One more.
Lauren, what do you got for Kevin's birthday celebration?
Hi, Kevin. Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks.
My favorite moment with Kevin is when he said that Vanilla Ice was running around with a knife.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Then you got Vanilla Ice on the loose. He's got a knife, but he's running. He's going to stab people. Because he stabbed
stab people.
Hold on a sec. What's Kevin talking about?
No, let's find out. Let's investigate more.
Why is Vanilla Ice going to stab people?
Nope.
No, he stole some stuff.
He stole a pool heater and a couch and stuff out of a vacant house.
What are you talking about, Kevin?
I was thinking of Screech.
You were confusing Vanilla Ice.
Not even a singer.
With the guy from Saved by the Bell?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I mean, Vanilla Ice and Screech, seriously, pretty much the same person, right?
Well, he's got a wooden hand, though, right?
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:56.
All right, real quick, ahead of Showbiz Beat, the phones are open at 1-800-520-1067. Now's the time to call if you want to join us at the Shrine this Saturday night for the 9th annual Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. We're asking you to provide a fan song, to sing or rap your way in. Just tell us why you're excited about the show, why you need to be there, who you love on the bill. Whatever it is, content's up to you. Give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. We'll hear your comedy fan songs coming up right after the top of the hour. Ralph's here. What's going on?
You guys, were you aware that there was a Twitter feud going on between The Bachelor, Nick Viall, and William Shatner?
Yes, yeah, we talked about that last week, and it's crazy.
We touched on it, but we don't understand it fully.
No one does.
Okay.
Bill Shatner, by the way, fights with a lot of people on
Twitter.
Does he? A ton of people.
No kidding.
Always going back and forth with somebody.
And he's like 85 years old, right?
But he's got a lot of anger in him, which I love, because that'll keep you alive. He'll be alive forever. But he will just, sometimes it's fans, sometimes it's press, sometimes it's other actors. He is not shy about voicing his opinion.
Hmm.
And he's had this feud with Nick Viall going back and forth on Twitter, largely because Shatner says he's the father of two daughters and doesn't like the way Nick treats the opposite sex and hopes that he's matured now. Well, yesterday Shatner apologized to Nick and ended their social media beef by sending him a rose emoji. And Nick accepted his rose.
Oh,
so they're getting married?
And said that he's always been a fan and he accepted the apology, and now apparently everything's everything. So it's all good.
When Allie brought this story up last week, I wondered if it had anything to do with this most recent season, how tepid he seemed to the idea of ever living in Canada, because he picked a Canadian girl, and he didn't want to move to Canada. And I wondered if that was offensive to Bill as a Canadian. But then Allie explained...
As a guy who hasn't lived in Canada since 1958?
No, but maybe he was just offended by somebody automatically, you know, dissing Canada. But then we heard that this feud goes way back. Like, he hasn't liked him for several seasons.
Hey, Bean, Ralph just told us what the beef was.
It was about his two daughters.
He has daughters, and he doesn't like
the way Nick treats women.
Right. I heard that.
Okay. Well, that is the answer.
So why would you bring up something that's not the answer to discuss?
I'm just saying it's interesting that this feud goes back years for Bill, at least. That's all.
Is it about Canada?
I don't think it is.
Then why did you bring that up?
Because that's what I thought it was.
Right, but we already covered what it really is.
But Ralph already gave us the answer of what it actually was.
No more calls. We have a winner.
Okay, I got that.
If you got that, you wouldn't have brought it up.
Look.
No, you look.
Don't look to us.
John Favreau did not direct Jumanji, okay? But the next book by that same Jumanji author was the movie's Zathura that he did direct.
Drake had to cancel a concert in Monday in Amsterdam. Had to cancel his concert because he was so sick he couldn't go on stage. Drake claims he ate some bad sushi.
That'll do it.
Well, listen, dumbass. You know what you don't order in Amsterdam? Sushi.
Yeah.
Don't order sushi anywhere that's not near an ocean.
I've had some great sushi in Salt Lake City.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No one has that.
Yes, I have.
Amsterdam has, like, just canals, right?
Pretty much. And pretty filthy.
And you don't want anything that comes out of those canals on your plate.
You do not. Nope.
It's like ordering sushi in Venice. Just stay away from it. Not California, Italy.
Oh.
Yeah. Allie looked confused. Anyway, he was so sick that he needed a doctor. Fans were already in their seats for 75 minutes, by the way, when the show was called.
I wonder if he just kept thinking it'll pass.
It passed, all right.
Like, sometimes when you throw up, then that's it.
Yeah,
so maybe
I think it was more than throw up.
Well,
so. Food poisoning?
He needed a doctor.
Yeah.
So he must have been flying around the room like a balloon with the air let out. You know what I'm saying?
But then why not give a heads up to the people sitting there?
Like a water weasel.
Yeah,
for 75 minutes. Shooter.
Was it a water weasel? What was that toy you used to play with on the lawn? You poke
like
up to a
water
hose.
Weenie?
Yeah, water weenie. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
He was like a water weenie, Ralph.
Good reference. Way, I don't know if you mentioned this, Ralph, because clearly I don't pay attention.
But out of Canada?
Was it Canada?
He had canceled his two previous appearances to Amsterdam as well.
Because of sushi?
No, just for other reasons. And that's what made this all the worse, is now he's finally there, and people are in their seats, and he cancels a third time.
Well, he's making it up tonight. He's doing a makeup show tonight for Amsterdam.
Sure.
So, come on, give him a break.
He's going to say that until Saturday, and then it's April Fool's, and he's out.
I have faith in Drake.
Do you?
I've always said that.
You've never said that.
I have always believed in Drake.
You haven't.
Drake and I go way back.
Is that right?
Yeah.
To Degrassi High.
Mm-hmm. What was his name on that?
Clark. Today's celebrity birthdays. Eric Idle is 74 years old today. He's 74.
Right?
Yeah. He's 74 years old. Perry Farrell is 58. Amy Sedaris is 56. Elle McPherson is 53 years old. Lucy Lawless turns 49. Chris D'Elia, comedian and actor, is 37, and our own Kevin Ryder celebrates his birthday today.
Yeah! I feel like that's been mentioned enough.
I don't know. Maybe we should have a moment with.
I mean,
maybe we should ask Kevin, what state has the most Irish Americans in it? Since we just had St. Patrick's Day, let's go for the double. Let's 2 years in a row we asked him that question.
Two years in a row, I gave the same wrong answer.
Here's two answers in a row.
Okay, great.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
You know what state in the Union of these great United States of ours has the most Irish Americans in it?
Boston.
That's not a state.
You know what state has the largest number of Irish Americans in it in these United States?
Boston.
Massachusetts. That was a moment
Oh, it's so sad when Kevin was off on this St. Patrick's Day.
Was a success.
We could go for the trifecta.
That was 2 years in a row.
Yeah, it sure was.
Wow.
But you caught yourself in the second year.
Just barely after I said Boston. No, it was all out.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Russell writes in, I am hereby officially requesting we hear the rest of Kevin's Moments with Library for the duration of today's show on behalf of all listeners.
I am not down with that.
Seems like a pretty good idea, Russell. It is to honor the man whose birthday it is today.
He keeps trying to pull that off.
It's an honor.
No, it's a tribute. It's an honor.
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, Saturday night, guys, we're going to be on stage at the Shrine Auditorium, and we're going to be hosting once again this year April Fool's Disc. Great lineup with our friend Bill Burr and Angela Johnson, who was so delightful yesterday, wasn't she?
Yes,
she was great. On the program, David Koechner, Jimmy Pardo, Adam Ray, Jonah Ray, Taylor Williamson, and whoever wins the opening act contest. Tickets are still on sale for just $25. We're trying to fill the place because all the proceeds go to some great local charities. Fisher House. What?
I'm sorry. I was going to say we have released some more tickets at $25 as well. And by the way, $25 is what you pay to see one comedian.
Yeah, it's insane.
Right?
It's the best. It is the best deal in town.
I'm not sure.
Fisher House does so much for military families and, of course, Cedars-Sinai and NICU. But we want to give away a pair in the Big Lee section right now, which includes the pre-party. It includes the parking, the T-shirt, the good seats, and everything right now at 1-800-520-1067. I think we're calling this one Foolish Fan Songs.
Foolish Fan Songs. Foolish Fan Songs. Foolish Fan Songs is on. Comedy. Foolish Fan Songs. Foolish Fan Songs. Foolish Fan Songs is on. Big League. Foolish Fan Songs.
All right.
That's extreme. Fan Songs.
Thanks. Thank you, Al.
Foolish Fan Songs is on. April Foolishness.
All right. Dang, that got a little creepy there. All right.
A little sexy there.
So you give us a rap or a song or a poem or whatever it is. You are creative and you want to win your way in for April Foolishness. Why don't we start with, let's start with Cindy. She's in Whittier. She's up first and she's on line two.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What song are you going to do for us?
It's something I just made up.
It's an original. Okay.
All right. Very nice. Yes.
All right. Here we go.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Don't be foolish. I so coolish. I need to go to yo funny show. Don't blow. Don't be low. Send me to yo funny show.
Oh, Cindy, I didn't hate it.
Why do you say it like that, Allie?
I didn't hate it. Yay, Cindy!
Because she wanted to cut off what either of us would say.
That's what I was doing.
I applaud.
Good
foolish
job,
and coolish.
Cindy.
I applaud that. All right, Cindy, hang on. You might win. Let's try Sebastian. He's in Downey. He's on line three up next.
Hey, Sebastian.
Hey.
Foolish Fan Songs is on.
Foolish Fan Songs. You ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
It's not a joke to listen to Kevin and Bean. From the peak of the morning, it seems. A bit of comedy with Ralph and Allie with a sexy mouth. It gives a feeling of cheers and hugs. Or just a moment where Bear Mug would be the coolest. So give me a shot of April Foolish. It will kick off my anniversary weekend. It's just a show that I'm seeking.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen.
That was good.
That is Sebastian.
That was
pretty
good.
Impressive for 8 o'clock in the morning.
All right, let's try Corona.
Talk about your pretty mouth. That was odd.
I was uncomfortable with that. Let's go to Corona, shall we, and say hi to James. He's on line six up next.
Hey, James.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up is
Foolish Fan Songs is on.
Now, I understand you have something special for us.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little bit of impersonation, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So give me tickets. 'Cause it is my birthday and I am super broke. Don't leave me waiting at home with all the spiders and stuff. I'm Tom DeLong.
We got the Tom DeLong part.
I'm driving home, man. I ran out of words.
All right.
That's very impressive, James. All right. Thank you for calling. Hold on. Let's do one more. Let's go to Whittier. Make it Alex, line four.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Are you ready for Foolish Fan Songs?
Yes, ready.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Kevin and Bean, I really need these tickets to April Foolishness, because if not, I'll be stuck at home with the missus, stuck doing the dishes. The kids will be crying and crying, so I really need some laughter in my life. So give me these tickets, and I'll give you a hug. And by the way, buy your beer mug.
You were so close to rapping. Why did you just do poetry?
It was slam poetry,
yeah,
Dean.
Yeah, it was slam poetry.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
I respect it. Thank you, Alex. All right. So Cindy rapped for us. Sebastian did as well. That was Alex with his spoken word poem. And then James as Tom DeLong. Are we doing a drawing? Do we have a favorite?
Here's how it works. Is if we all agree on one, that mm-hmm. person wins.
Otherwise, we do it a draw.
That's correct.
I'm going to cast a vote for the great alien finder, Tom DeLonge, James.
My favorite was James.
Alan McKay?
Okay.
Come on! You don't have to say it.
I mean, I don't want him to stay home with the spiders, so yeah.
Yeah! Okay, so he wins?
Sure.
All right. It sounded like a very enthusiastic vote.
Hey, James?
Yeah?
Come say hi to us at the pre-party at the Shrine on Saturday night ahead of this year's Kevin and Bean April Foolishness, huh? Thank you. We'll see you there. We've got more tickets you can win. Don't forget, you can still buy them, too, at AXS.com. See you Saturday.
Foolish fan songs is on April Foolishness.
What are 6.7 K-Rock? It's KROQ.
Come on, Kevin.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:23.
Can't you swallow first before we go on the air?
And put my microphone on?
I mean,
can you do those two things?
No. Apparently, I can do neither of them.
Kevin was paying pretty close attention to the show today. To his credit, it is his birthday, so he's a little bit distracted. But then he found out there was ice cream, and then we lost him.
He was sitting in the corner of the room like a monkey, cross-legged with a fistful of a spoon, just shoveling ice cream into his face.
Come on now.
It was like footage in it from a zoo when they give like the special seed cake to the gorilla or whatever, and it's kind of like just full protective and playing with it and throwing stuff around the cage.
In about 15 minutes, I'm gonna start throwing poo.
I believe so.
Be not surprised. Well, listen, we had covered something interesting today. Allie's a nut job, first of all.
I don't think that was uncovered today.
But thing two is, Ralph brought up, and God, let's not go down this rabbit hole about how excited he is about his new wallet.
Is this wallet talk again?
It's not wallet talk. No. But you did bring up something that I don't think a lot of people probably think about, which is there's a reason why you keep your car registration card in your wallet and not, I assume, as most people do, in their glove compartment. How come?
Yes. I was informed that is a bad idea because should someone steal your car, not only do they have your car, but then they also have your registration, which can help them, by the way, pass off the car as their own. And secondly, also gives them your home address. So if they want to continue to take your stuff, they know where to go. They can go to your house and it gives them all your personal information. So I was told by, well, you know, I was on the NYPD for many years. So,
I think you were just on just NYPD Blue. I think it was a TV show. A
couple of episodes.
We'll agree
to
disagree on this. But I was told by someone in law enforcement that it's a good idea to keep your registration, your insurance, and your license on you in your purse or in your wallet so you have all that personal information with you at all times. So even if your car is stolen, you don't lose that personal information.
Hmm. Okay. So I didn't know that. And then so you brought that up. And then Allie weighed in that she also has a crime prevention technique. And we thought, let's hear from her, but then let's also hear from some of the listeners if they have little tips, little secrets that they have that they think keep themselves or their possessions safer. That's what we want to hear from you. Because A, we want to mock it if it's crazy. And B, who knows, maybe we'll all learn a little something. You've got some great ideas of things that we hadn't thought about. So you can call us at 1-800-520-1067. Allie, what are you up to?
So if you're pulling up to a valet, say it's a restaurant or a wedding, they know you're going to be in there for a specific amount of time, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why not hit that GPS button, see where you live, rob you? Right? So you put in...
So the valet is going to...
Well, they're in cahoots with people.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there's cahooters.
Right. They could call Jimmy or Sully and be like, listen, she just got here. Here's mm-hmm. the address.
Right.
So you put in an address a street away or a couple streets away. So if you know you need your address, you just hit it and you know you're in your neighborhood to get mm-hmm. home. Another thing that I do...
Wow, that's not the only thing?
No, because again, cahoots.
Allie, let me stop you right there before I hear the other thing. Have you ever one time mm-hmm. in your life heard of the thing happening that you're worried that the valet is going to do, which
yes,
is
I
to
have.
Pass that information off to somebody else to come to your house?
It's on a lot of tip sheets.
It is, okay.
Oh, on tip sheets.
Yeah.
All right.
Another thing
right,
that's
do you
on...
Keep your,
hold on, please.
Do you keep your registration though, with your real address in your car, though?
I do, but I also lock the thing.
Yeah,
and
they
I have
the
a
keys,
valet.
You know.
It's a valet key, though.
Oh, what does that mean?
It's different
it
from your
they
actual
key. Can't get into your glove box.
Yeah.
Or your trunk. Yeah. Right.
Or your truck, right.
But I should probably rethink that anyway. But here's the other thing. Right. Uber app or a cab, mm-hmm. I never give my address. It's always three houses down.
Oh, my Lord. You're a paranoid
because,
woman.
Again, They, no, too, are in cahoots.
No,
that was
cahoots.
A huge deal. Uber, they were, like, in cahoots with people, and they'd be like, just drop that person off at the airport. They're gone. And then they'd rob your house. It's a thing.
How many times has your house been robbed?
None, because I have great tips.
I see. Okay.
Well, they're all right. I wouldn't call them great.
I said tips.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank
my
you.
Bad.
Yeah.
They were on the tip sheet, by the way.
I hate you all. Listen, I'm saving lives right now. Okay. I will tell you that. I'm right. Sure there are a lot of cops out there that are like, Allie, great tips.
Allie, let me ask this follow-up question.
Again,
they pull you over.
With great tips. Let me ask this follow-up question. What do your neighbors think multiple times a year when they see you pulling into their driveway in a car and getting out with your luggage when you're not at your house because you have to then walk to your through your neighborhood to get home?
They probably think she's not, right? But that's fine.
It's the opposite of the truth. Which
right.
Is
they don't know
genius.
That I'm brilliant.
Yes.
So you don't know.
She has that shopping cart that she pushes all her belongings around in the neighborhood. She's really smart.
So you don't know if any of those things are working. All you do know is that so far you haven't had your car stolen, you haven't had your apartment broken.
So wouldn't you then say they
well,
are
working? Well, you don't
working.
Know. You
don't working know. 100%. Well, 100%. That's all I'd say.
Okay, but here's the thing. I've not done any of those, and I also have not been robbed.
Well, it's a matter of time, Kevin. Yeah. Right now, there's someone listening to the show in your home taking your stuff.
All right, tied into that one, let's go to Heather in Claremont because, Heather, what do you do?
I don't put my home address in my navigation system.
So you
right?
Even, so you don't even put it a street over like Allie does. You just leave it blank.
No, completely blank. I put like a city, and then if they want to track me down within 40,000 residents, they can find me.
Wow.
See, Heather gets it.
And she makes you look sane, right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What made you make that decision? Like, what happened that you thought, oh, that's the way I'm going to start playing it from now on?
Paranoia.
Okay. All right. All right. At least it's clear.
Okay.
Thank you, Heather.
At least you've been diagnosed.
Right? What?
I leave everything unlocked. So,
Heather?
What?
Well, that doesn't.
Oh, I leave the car unlocked. I got to run into the store. I don't want them to go run into my home too.
What? Maybe lock your car.
What? How do you? How
then
do you not put your home address?
$10,000 to have the window replaced.
Oh my lord!
How so do you would rather leave the car open than have somebody smash a window?
Yeah, I don't have anything in here to steal. I mean, they can take the car, but if they want the car, they're going to take it anyway.
Oh, Heather.
I mean, it really seems pretty simple just to lock your car, and then if they want it, they can still take it.
I sometimes leave it running with the air conditioning on.
I mean, Heather. Not helping my case.
Welcome to
right
the show. Show up tomorrow morning.
Actually.
Heather, you are the craziest person we've ever talked to. Leave your car running. That was
nobody
with the air conditioning.
To come back from the grocery store and get in a hot car and have their ice cream out.
Heather, that's a joke, right?
I mean, it was ice cream. She brought up ice cream, Kevin.
It was
makes
ice
sense.
Cream. It's your people, Kevin.
I say keep doing what you're doing, Heather. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling.
Wow.
All right. Everyone else, the phones are packed. Lots of great suggestions. I hope they're all as wonderful as Heather's, and we'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
All right. Just before we play Foo Fighters, let's go to one call. Let's go to Christina in Glendora. Hi there, Christina.
Hello, good morning.
We're talking about the things you do to prevent being ripped off or assaulted or whatever it is. You've outsmarted the criminals. What do you got?
Every time I'm going to leave a store, I make sure that I take the keys out of my purse and I have the panic button. Like, I put my finger on the panic button and I'm never on my phone as I'm walking to my car.
Do you also put the key out, like, between your middle fingers so you can stab someone with it if need be?
Yep.
See? You get it, Christina.
That was a yep.
That was a yep.
That was a quick yep.
I do that.
Yep.
I do that. Yep.
I was just thinking how crazy Allie was, and then you co-signed her. All right.
No.
Thank you, Christina. Yeah. We appreciate the call. We're taking more at 1-800-520-106 if you want to join the conversation here on the Kevin Bean Show. Seems like a lot of our listeners have tips that they use that think that it's preventing them from being robbed or assaulted
right.
or worse, right?
Sure.
So thumbs up. This is helpful. This is good information for other listeners, right?
I mean, I'm not sure about that one. Like except Heather was Heather, maybe a bit crazy.
Oh, Heather, the best in
maybe Heather needs to go into the top 10 of the year.
She's the queen.
All right, let's start this time around at 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Hector. He's in Whittier. He's calling us from 1870, you guys.
Oh, good.
Hector, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
Morning, guys.
Hi.
Every time I go to a restaurant, I end up actually facing the door and sitting by the nearest exit.
Are you in the mob?
No, I think I've just been watching too many, like, Jason Bourne movies.
Right.
So, who is it you're thinking is going to come through that door who's looking for you, Hector, that you want to make sure you're prepared for?
I don't know, just, like, everyone.
Everyone, I see. Everyone.
But, this is my point. Like Ralph asked, are you in the mob? Like, who is it? Who's after you that you need to see the door?
I don't know. It's just, I guess I just watch too many YouTube videos, too.
All right. Okay, well, stop doing that.
And do you eat with your gun on your lap under the table in case you need to access it quickly?
Go get your shine box, Hector. Go get your shine box.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Kareem in Orange up next, line 5 here on the Kevin Abine Show.
Hey, Kareem.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you.
So what I do, first of all, everyone knows someone who's gotten their phone stolen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't save anyone in my phone book as mom, dad, brother, sister, wife, husband, anything. Because if you get your phone stolen and they want to contact someone, they can send a text to mom and say, hey, meet me here, you know, because I want to see you or whatever. And they could rob them. They could mug them. They could hurt them. They could do anything to them.
So they all have code names?
So they all have their actual names.
Calling Eagle.
I see.
Bravo, Tango.
Right.
X-ray.
You know, the names that I call people by.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Take it easy.
You know, I think that sounds like a reasonable thing that most people probably wouldn't think of.
Bean. You said this morning that you always put your relationship with the person in your phone so that when you have an accident and they find your phone, they know who to call.
And that's the opposite of Kareem.
Right. The exact opposite. And you're telling him how great he is.
So what are we supposed to do with that? Because both things accomplish a different goal.
We go with Kareem and not you.
Right.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see.
Kareem is the choice.
I agree. Password is probably 1111 also.
Right?
You're right. How did you know that?
Now he's going to have to change it.
How do you have my phone?
Way to go, man.
Thank you, Kareem. The thing Ralph is referencing is that I learned from some paramedic or something that they sometimes pull a phone out of a traffic accident and the driver's unconscious and they don't know who to contact as next of kin or as the medical proxy or whatever. So you should make some note of it in your phone. In my case, I put wife on my phone so that they know who to call.
Or Rob.
And she'd never answer you calling anyway.
That's probably a good point.
But what if they take your phone, Bean, and then they want to run the old, he's been kidnapped scam, and they go to your wife and they ask for money or else you're going to, you know, be sleeping with the fish.
Again, she wouldn't answer the phone. She wouldn't pay any kind of ransom. There's no worry there.
All right, let's talk to Michelle in Redondo Beach. Hi there.
Aloha.
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 All right, aloha to you. You got some good advice for us?
I do. One is when you walk up to your car, never unlock all four of your doors. Only have it unlock the door that you're getting into.
The driver's door,
absolutely. Never pull into a parking lot next to a van.
Never park next to a van.
It's true. It's true. They're hiding in there. They're going to jump out and take you. Yes, Michelle.
It's absolutely true. I truly believe in walking down the street with the keys in my hand because I will punch you in the eye if you try to touch me.
Amen.
Holy
See, here's the thing. You guys are going, no, that's crazy. No. You're also men. Don't have to worry about this on a daily basis.
Okay, Ted Bundy used a VW Beetle.
Face, whatever, from the A-Team.
What?
Face from the A-Team. He could have turned any second.
Michelle has another thing.
Wait, what? Another thing, Facebook. When you go on vacation,
yes.
don't put it out there where you're going and how long you're gone.
Right.
That does make sense.
It must be exhausting to be you.
It's exhausting being a woman. You are correct.
It's not exhausting. It's just protecting us and being smart.
Look, here's what I would say. I would say that it would suck to be a woman in today's society because you do have to be afraid of these things. However, is there a level of fear that's too much?
No, these are just tips.
Okay.
Michelle,
are they on the tip sheet?
Michelle, I want you to put a number on what percentage of people who drive vans are bad people.
I mean,
I would say 2%. But those are the ones that, I've been told by, I have a few cop friends, that's how abductors take people because that's where, I just don't park next to it. I'd rather park down, in a further in the parking lot.
Yeah, far away where it's dark, where no one can see you and the lights are out. Go park down there.
I also carry, in the area that I work, it's pretty rough area that I work. And I work out at my breaks and my lunch and I carry pepper spray.
All right, man. Don't mess with Michelle, guys. That's the takeaway on today's program.
Vest made out of C4 and a dead man switch.
All right, so stay safe.
She takes her finger
off
the plunger. We're all going up.
6.7 K Rock is KROQ, LA and OC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
All right, one more tip to prevent crime, and I think this is one we can all agree on. Habazachery contacted us on the Kevin and Bean Twitter account.
Yeah.
I constantly fart in my car to deter auto theft. Boom! Right? Nobody else thinks that's effective? Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat now on a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
I don't need...
Yeah. It's what...
I think his thought was somebody opens the door and goes, oh, I'm not going to steal this
right
car.
We get it. We understand the concept of it.
Right.
But
then what?
That'll stop someone from stealing a car?
Well, I think that's what he's hoping.
But then if he doesn't steal a car, then that guy has to get back in that car.
Yes. Yes.
It's just going to make the thief angry.
Right?
So he's probably going to kill you on top of stealing your car. Damn farter. That's what he's going to think as he's... plunging a knife into your throat.
Well, that's a possibility as well. So don't do that.
That's a bad tip.
Yes. Okay.
Dave Davies. Kevin, does that name ring a bell to you? Dave Davies?
Yeah, he was one of the Archies. Comic strip.
No, Dave Davies was one of the founders of the band The Kinks.
Yeah.
Along with his brother Ray. Ray Davies and Dave Davies.
Sure.
The Davies brothers. The Kinks, legendary British rock band out of the UK. Well, Dave is also an interesting fella. Turns out, Dave has had many experiences with UFOs.
All right.
Yep. He says to Vulture magazine, he says, I've had several experiences seeing UFOs. It was really interesting. I saw them in North Devon in England, lights and zigzags in the skies.
Oh, sure.
When I started to dig deeper into my experience, I understood, wait for it, I was also getting communications, psychic impressions from aliens.
Yes.
So they're sending him messages.
Of course.
Into his brain, the aliens are.
Of course they are.
He says that his brother Ray does not believe any of it and gives him a hard time.
Really?
About the messages that he gets from aliens telepathically.
Sounds like jealousy to me.
Right?
Yeah. Can you imagine, though, all day and all of the night getting those?
That's a kink song. You really got me on that one.
Ah! I hate all of you.
Come on, Kevin. It's fun. Play along.
You know I can't.
You know I can't.
Kink songs. I'm supposed to come up with them?
William Shatner and Nick Viall have patched up their bitter, bitter Twitter feud.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. The Shat calmed things down by sending The Bachelor a rose emoji. And that seemed to settle their beef. And Nick accepted the apology and said he's always been a fan of Mr. Shatner. So now apparently it's all good. Apparently, Bill did not like the way Nick treated the opposite sex. He said as a father of two daughters, he could not condone his behavior. And he hopes that he's matured now. That was the source of their anger, or at least Bill's anger towards Nick.
Don't. What? Oh, I thought you were going to say something about Canada.
Oh, yeah. But earlier, Bean thought it was about
Canada. We don't
Canada.
Need to revisit that. I think we can leave that in the past.
After I did the story, and I told everybody what the reason for the feud was.
But there's no reason to bring that back up.
But perhaps William Shatner didn't like that he said bad things about Canada.
Bean was still guessing after the answer.
Still guessing.
Yeah.
That's what a listener said in this clip, by the way. He said, Bean is Handsome Dan. The DJ from Wayne's World 2. You remember Harry Shearer's Handsome Dan?
Not at all.
They go in to talk about Wayne Stock, the concert that they're throwing.
Right. Uh-huh.
And they realize during the course of the interview, the DJ is paying no attention to them whatsoever. He's just simply saying, uh-huh, into the microphone. And this is what happened.
You're not really listening to me, are you?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could say anything right now, like, you're a complete tool.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't hear it, because... you're a freak with a microphone.
Uh-huh.
See? That's Bean.
That is Bean.
Handsome Dan.
That is Bean.
Yes.
It's a good call.
What about Canada?
Look, I'm very busy.
Are you?
Do the show when it's on the air.
What else are you doing right
now? And do other things later.
What else are you doing right now?
Look, I got a lot of things going on. That's all. Just a busy guy.
Right.
Hey, Ralph, I shouldn't ask, but you've watched The Bachelor. What's his name?
Nick Viall. Yeah,
you've watched Nick on all the various incarnations and appearances he's made. Do you think he is unkind to women? And the reason I ask that is because there was no shortage of them lining up wanting to date and marry him.
He had He had an image problem initially on the show, very much so. Women did not like him.
Okay.
He was a bad boy. And not only that, but he also outed the fact that he had sex with Andy in the fantasy suite during the live Men Tell All show, or the after the Final Rose show.
Right.
And that's uncool.
That publicly embarrassed her, and everyone thought it was out of line to talk about what happened behind closed doors in that
room. Gotcha.
So a lot of women thought he was really out of line. And then he sort of was able to rehab his image on the Bachelor in Paradise show, and then he came back to do Bachelor. So there's the short version.
You didn't want to move to Canada, though. Pussy. What I heard.
He did not want to move to Canada. He's a proud American.
Right.
Yeah. That's probably why William Shatner was upset with him. Because the
he
whole
didn't want to move to Canada.
There.
No, that's not the reason. That
makes sense. I heard a guy on the radio say that wasn't it.
Ryan Gosling.
He's really busy.
Ryan Gosling has announced he has a serious man crush on Harrison Ford. Well, who doesn't?
Right.
Right? He is, of course, co-starring with Harrison in Blade Runner 2049, the sequel to the legendary film. And he said to a reporter that Harrison Ford is simply the best and got straight to work when he arrived at the set. He said Harrison could also still pack a punch at 72. He found that out when his co-star accidentally hit him in the face.
No kidding.
Yeah, so Harrison apparently mistimed a punch and landed one right on Ryan Gosling. And apparently still gave him a pretty good shot.
Hmm.
But he's Ryan Gosling, right?
Right.
I mean, how hard is it to knock him down, for God's sakes?
La la la. Ooh, I'm dancing on the freeway.
Of course, anybody can knock him down. Emma Stone could knock him down. All right, who's with me? Anybody? Is this thing on?
I feel like you're on your own here.
All right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Eric Idle's 74 years old today.
You do not want to say 74.
I'm having an issue with 74 today. I sure am. He's the best, by the way. Eric Idle, love him.
Yeah.
Monty Python, of course, and so much success in his own right. Perry Farrell is 58 years old today. Amy Sedaris is 56. Elle McPherson's 53. Lucy Lawless, 49 years old today. Actor, comedian Chris D'Elia celebrates his 37th birthday. And our own Kevin Ryder celebrates his birthday today.
First day. It's my candle blowing birthday.
Good tune right there.
Yeah, it is a good tune. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I mean, the fire alarm has been going off for a half hour now.
Yeah. Should we move or
no? We just never do.
It's probably beer mug spraying a can of disinfectant in the bathroom
or
again.
Or smoking weed.
Right.
One or the other.
Yes.
I do enjoy the fact that it's going off and no one cares.
We've all given up, Kevin. If we die, we die, right? Come on.
Right.
At this
Ralph's
point.
About ready for the fire to take us.
It's really. We're done. We're finished.
Don't be sad because we're about to do one of your favorite things. And it's
good.
The Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Because it's Wednesday. So we've got the wheel and we got a bunch of real stories. And we're going to spin the wheel. It lands on one. We're going to get some more information.
We're going to get to the bottom of whatever story we land on.
That's right.
I like it.
On the wheel is the horse whose penis was swung around by a teenager. Not even sure that's accurate.
Yeah, it's not. That guy was 54.
I wasn't a teenager.
He was 54.
Why do you say that?
It's written there, Dave. Because of
but
Dave.
But you can't just read everything that's written in front of you, Ron Burgundy.
Do you know anything about me? Bank, the turtle who ate 1,000 coins in heaven.
Yeah, he's dead, right? Isn't that turtle dead?
Yes.
Yeah.
The notorious potbelly pig named Piggy Smalls.
Nope.
Take it off the list.
Never going to happen.
The mustachioed pup that just joined a Franciscan monastery.
You go right to hell.
I'm guessing that Dave only put that on there because he didn't think I could say it. The toothless Jack Russell, who's addicted to Coca-Cola.
That's just sad.
And Iggy the Iguana, the surprise star of the Miami Open, which is a tennis tournament, apparently. So those are the stories that are on the wheel. Let's do it, shall we?
Wheel of Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices.
Who are you rooting for here, Allie?
It's always Piggy Smalls, but it's never Piggy Smalls.
That's true. That's very true. This is the toothless Jack Russell who's addicted to Coca-Cola.
Lady
is a dog whose owner was giving her Coke. And I would
Coca-Cola.
Think, Coca-Cola. And I would think with any soda, that's probably not a great idea.
Not for a dog. Their teeth are so tiny.
Right.
And they don't brush. Yeah. And they don't brush.
They don't brush.
Yeah. She's a 46-year-old teacher named Kate Snook, and she's a secondary school teacher. And she said her dog discovered soda one day. She had left it out in a glass on her bedside table, and he's been quite nosy and started drinking out of the glass and just loved it. Got really, really hyper. She became so alert. Then she would insist on Coke, and she would drink glasses every single day. She would go to bed every night with a glass of Coke, and she would become grouchy if she didn't get it. And then eventually time caught up with her, and now she's had to have 12 of her teeth removed because they had started to rot.
That's not cool.
That's very uncool. So I imagine this owner that we're about to get on the phone here, I would imagine she is going to feel terrible about what happened and probably urge us to make sure that none of our listeners are letting their dogs eat or drink sugary items.
I would think so as well.
Is this Kate? Do we have Kate Snook on the line?
Hello?
Hi, Miss Snook. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock Los Angeles.
Yo, Kate's not here right now.
What's that?
Kate's not here right now.
Kate's not there.
Is this lady?
Yes.
Hi, lady. Lady.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Is it hard to talk with no teeth, lady?
What do you think?
I'm going to guess yes.
I'm a dog. It's hard to talk anyway.
That's a good point.
I guess it would be.
Let alone that
teeth. That's a good point.
So
no,
Kate...
It's definitely challenging.
It is.
Oh, like a...
Don't have any more.
My Coke.
No.
You stay away from soft drinks.
That's what's done, the damage.
That's good Coke.
Oh, lady, come on.
You drink
on.
It with you... the straw? Was that it?
Yes. Yes, because I can't pour it into a glass. I don't have any chums.
Can what?
I can't pour it into a glass. I don't have any chums.
You don't have thumbs.
Thumbs.
Okay.
Yes.
Your owner, Kate, says, I don't want people thinking I'm a bad owner.
No, she's a great owner. Give me Coke and flapjacks.
I did notice that you also eat flapjacks.
And also
Cadbury's chocolate. And I understood that chocolate is on the short list of things you should never give a dog.
Right.
So what's she doing?
But she's not a bad owner.
That's what she says.
Does she hate you?
I don't know. I think she loves me too much.
She loves that what it is. Okay.
That might be it.
She gives me just anything that I want. Sometimes you have to say no to a dog.
You should, yes.
She doesn't say no for me.
Yeah, right,
very much.
I'm 20 years old and I'm almost dead anyway.
Wait, what? Right.
I'm almost dead anyway.
Almost dead anyway.
But don't have another one. Put it away, lady. Come on.
Oh, boy, I like Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you really do. I wanted to ask you about one other thing. Your owner, Kate, kept your 12 teeth that were removed, and she keeps them in a jar at home.
Yes, she does.
And what's that about?
I'm thinking she's going to make some jewelry.
Some jewelry? I see.
I'm guessing either that or she's a weird old lady.
That's true.
Yes. But she has the teeth in a jar.
She has the
in
teeth?
In a what?
In a jar.
In a door?
In a jar.
Why
in a
door,
jar?
I wonder.
In a jar.
I'm a dog. It's hard to talk.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37. Jersey Mike's, by the way, dropping off sandwiches today. How about that?
That's what I'm talking about.
I love your birthday.
Right? Jersey Mike's is working with Operation Gratitude in March for their month of giving. Today, 100% of the revenue from Jersey Mike's generated in the L.A. market will go to Operation Gratitude.
So Operation Gratitude's for the vets, right?
Yep, for the vets. For more information, go to jerseymikes.com/MOG.
Now, if I go to do Jersey Mike's today and I buy something, all of that is going to help
100% of the revenue.
That's crazy nice.
Correct.
What if I buy a soda and a sandwich? Will 100% of that go?
100% of the revenue they generate.
Chips?
Cookie?
A cookie?
Whatever you buy at Jersey Mike's.
Anything.
That's what we're saying. 100%.
So you should buy more so more than 100% goes.
Yes.
You can't have more than 100%
going. Yeah, you can a lot of times.
Can you a lot of times?
Suck it out.
No. Right, Rodney? We're just saying go to Jersey Mike's today.
Thank you, Jersey Mike's.
And spend freely and generously because it's going to a good cause.
It's a very good cause, and I'm going to buy not only a sandwich, I'm going to buy a Coke for me and a Coke for my dog, so we'll all
Excellent.
Be set.
Oh,
It'll be
lady.
Great.
And they make great subs, by the way, and cheesesteaks and stuff like
sure.
that.
Sure, what's that? 9:38, Wednesday morning. Got time for one more look at the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
WonderCon! It's happening this weekend. Anaheim Convention Center. It's one of the largest comic conventions on the West Coast. It's a great one. Really, if you're going to go to a con, there's great ones. San Diego, of course.
Sure.
The granddaddy of them all. Long Beach does a nice job. But WonderCon really is a lot of fun. And if you'd like to go to WonderCon in Anaheim this weekend, tickets are on sale at comic-con.org. Or three callers can win a pair of one-day tickets to WonderCon this weekend at the Anaheim Convention Center if you answer my trivia question. Of course, WonderCon's about all things comics, and you know I'm a big comic book geek, especially when it comes to the Caped Crusader, Batman, and let's not forget his longtime sidekick, partner, and friend, Robin the Boy Wonder.
Right.
Now, you may or may not know this, but there has been more than one Robin throughout the history of Batman. In fact, there's been, I would say off the top of my head, I think I can recall six Robins.
Wow.
Why
just
does
off
he
the top
kill
of my
so
head.
Many of his sidekicks?
He doesn't kill them.
The only one I can remember is
Count Smokey Love.
He was not a Robin. He was not a
Robin.
He was not a Robin. So I'm going to ask you for three of them. Give me three Robins. The secret identities of three of the Robins Batman has worked with over the years.
Wait.
Three out of the six. Give me three of them right now. 1-800-520-1067.
Oh.
And if you
Count Smokula.
Yes.
Once again, still not Count Smokula.
Okay.
If you can give me three out of the six, any three, we'll give you a pair of passes to WonderCon this weekend. First three people through with that phone number. 1-800-520-1067. If I just ignore Allie, you think she'll put her hand down?
She sure is waving her hands a lot.
She sure has a question. I
doubt that she will,
like,
Ralph.
I feel like
Sean Spicer, and she's in the White House press briefing
front row.
Just trying to see if there's any connection
anybody
with Russia.
Anybody else have a question?
Just stop shaking your head.
They were all the same Robin, but they had different identities?
Oh, sweet heaven above. No.
Okay.
Robin was the code name, the secret identity of the superhero that fought alongside Batman.
Right.
There were six different young people who took that mantle upon themselves to fight alongside Batman.
And the only one I can think of is
Count Smokey.
Yeah. If not,
yeah.
Well, a birthday or not, I'll come over this console one more time with Count Smokey.
Count Smokula.
So
would have been the best Robin ever.
Was Batman ageist? Like they get to 25 and he fires them and hires a new young strapping
yes,
man?
It was like Menudo.
Okay, that's what it sounds like.
You would just age right out of Robin. There were different reasons why different Robins left.
Like, give me one.
One Robin.
Count Smokey Love.
All
oh,
right,
no.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
One Robin grew up. He got older. And he,
so, ages
and
him.
And
okay. No, he chose to become his own superhero so he wouldn't be like, so closely identified with Batman any longer. And he became a character called Nightwing.
Oh.
One Robin.
Sister Christian.
Was... That was Night Ranger.
Oh, sorry.
One Robin was beaten to death by the Joker with a crowbar and left to die in an explosion.
Oh, no.
So that was a bad... But he came back. It's fine. He came back. But there's different Robins for different seasons.
I'd love to chat about this more with you.
I'm
maybe
sure you would.
Maybe over cocktails.
How frustrating, it is to me.
Robin.
Count Smokey Love.
He's going to kill all of us.
No, that would be a great Batman villain, I think. Don't you
right?
Think?
Right?
Smokula,
right.
Be able to take him on. Hey, it's the National Recording Registry Day today, and they have announced what new recorded materials they are going to put in the Library of Congress. This happens every year. They take some seminal pieces of American music, radio broadcasts, spoken word performances, and they put them forever to be honored as cherished pieces of Americana in the Library of Congress. And they released the list today of the pieces that will be put in the Library of Congress this year.
This is exciting to hear about it right from you, Ralph. I thought they would have called us ahead of time and told us there was going to be like a ceremony or some sort of a plaque or something, but You get to break the news that something from the Kevin and Bean show made it into the museum?
I don't think I mentioned that.
Oh.
Why would you even think that?
I guess I assumed. That's why Ralph was bringing it up.
I thought something from the Kevin and Bean show was going to be put in the Library of Congress.
It would be the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
It'd probably be Lady, the sugary-toothed dog, right? Whatever the hell that was.
All right, so we didn't make it this
year. No, but Vin Scully did. Him calling a Brooklyn Dodgers game, Dodgers against the New York Giants at the Polo Grounds in 1957. That has been put in the museum, not the museum, the Library of Congress, which is pretty cool.
Awesome.
A lot of music has. The original Puttin' on the Ritz, remember that from Taco?
Sure.
Not that version, the original version from the 20s, Puttin' on the Ritz, has been put in.
Okay.
Another old classic song, this one's been put in.
Over the rainbow.
Judy Garland from the
Why the rush?
Yeah, right. I guess they wanted to make sure that movie stuck around and people really liked it before they decided to put it in the Library of Congress. This great song from Wilson Pickett from the 60s. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. All Things Considered. You know that show over on NPR?
Yes, so good.
The very first broadcast of All Things Considered on the radio from 1971 has been put in the Library of Congress. The late, great David Bowie is being honored as well. That's that dumbass music machine.
Oh.
This is David Bowie. The original cast album of The Wiz is being put in.
Oh.
Richard Pryor's comedy album, Wanted, Live in Concert. That is being put in. The Eagles' Greatest Hits. Welcome to the Hotel California. Going in as well.
Doesn't get much more classic than that, does it?
I was shocked by this one, however. This is a disco song from the 70s, and I'm kind of surprised it's going in the Library of Congress. We are family. Really?
Pretty good jam right there. She's got all her sisters with her.
I understand the song. It seems odd to me. This, however, certainly seems worth putting in.
Listen to the angels. Listen to the angels.
Right?
Listen to the angels when they talk on Christmas.
Are you sure that's the right clip?
I think it is.
Linda Pauly.
I don't know if that Linda Pauly is going in the Library of Congress.
That would be awesome.
Listen to the angels when you pray on Christmas Eve.
It's also a Christmas song as well.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's nice. Straight out of Compton. It's a crazy brother named
Ice Cube. On the stupid dope gang with an attitude. NWA going in. So that is pretty cool.
It's quite an honor.
It sure is. You know another song that's going in?
No, I actually are out of time, Ralph, because we have your winner on the phone. Nope.
I'm just saying American Pie from Don McLean.
I know, but we got to get right to
that. Classic song. That is going in as well.
Got to get right to Adrian.
Sadly, we couldn't pull a clip of that, so I would like to perform that song.
Listen to the angels.
Long, long time ago.
We don't have time for this.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Nope.
And I knew if I had my chance,
sit down,
I could make those people dance.
Nope.
And maybe they'd be happy for a while.
Asshole.
Oh, come on. February made me shiver.
I mean, honestly, we know the song.
With every paper
I deliver. This is the longest song ever.
Sorry, we're out of time. Bad news on the doorstep.
Shut up.
I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride.
No.
Something touched me deep inside.
You sound touched.
The day the music died.
No.
Bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee.
I think you've established that song. That song's going in. And is being honored. That's terrific.
Old boys are drinking. Okay. Not interested.
We're out of time, Ralph. You had a trivia question to give away tickets for a WonderCon in Anaheim, and I think Adrian is going to be your winner. He or she is on line 8.
Adrian?
Hey, how are you?
Hit me with three Robins, buddy.
Jason Todd, Dick Grayson, and Tim Drake.
Boom.
Yay!
Well done. We also would have taken Stephanie Brown, Damian Wayne, Carrie Kelly.
Count Smokula.
Count Smokula. You're going to WonderCon. Hold on, Adrian. Juan and Ryan are also going. Have a great time this weekend.
When was Robin a girl?
Several times.
Wow.
The Dark Knight, of course. The legendary Dark Knight.
Oh, sure.
Frank Miller's Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Not ringing a bell?
Yeah. What's his name was the Dark Knight one?
Right.
Christian Bale.
What's his name?
Right?
I'm talking about the comic book.
Oh.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I was exhausted already. Let's do a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour here on the world-famous K-Rock, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got your tickets for April Foolishness. We have Jim Rome talking sports. Mm-hmm. We have Dr. Drew like we do on Thursdays. And is there really a thing called Tinder for intellectuals?
Bye! Bye, Miss America.
Bye-bye, indeed. This is Nicholas Alexander.